Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Was the law destroyed or obliterated, taken away at Pentecost? Was the law taken away when Christ died at the cross or at 70 A.D.? When we go to Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through verse 16, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the saints of Colossae, identifies there is that the law was nailed to the cross, and taking it away, those things that were contrary to us. Why did he do so? Because he was to establish a new and a better covenant. Hebrews chapter 8 through Hebrews chapter 9 and parts of chapter 10 deal with that same concept. In that, though, when did Judaism disappear? Judaism continued on for a time until 70 A.D. And it took a period of time in order for it to fully be taken away. Yet at the same time, the law of Christ, I believe, began, if not at the cross, at Pentecost when the Lord's church started. Somebody says, well, what about that interim? What about that state of period in between the 50-some days? Well, during that time, it is not that man was without any law at all. Individuals under Judaism still were following that law, and in that there's a transition, I believe, that takes place. And taking into consideration 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through verse 13, if memory serves me correct. The Apostle Paul says, for we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect to come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. They were receiving the law. They were receiving divine instruction, revelation from God, ongoing until the fullness was given. And therefore, not only as it pertained to God's plan of redemption, also as it would have dealt with true New Testament worship, as it would have also pertained to church government, the establishment of an eldership, deacons, and so on and so forth. As we think in regard to this, then, there is a transition that is continued on for several years. Yet in that, though, I conclude, I truly believe, is that the law of Christ would have taken root at the day of Pentecost, the day that the Lord's church began. Why so? Well, in order for there to be a necessity for law, you must also have a kingdom, correct? And the Lord's kingdom began that day. And therefore, I believe that likely it takes its root at that given time. And then while it is implemented at that time, there are still adjustments, there are still revelation, might be a better way of putting that, that comes forward to explain the fullness of the law as time marches forward. And then as time goes forward and the law is revealed in its fullest sense, then all of it then is implemented as the church continues to grow. What we can conclude up until this point and age of where we are in is that we have the fullness of God's Word, and it is fully enforced today. The old has been taken away. The new and better promise is now established, and we are to abide by this law, to keep this law according to the way in which God has given it unto us. Again, a transitional process and period would have been in place. There's without any question. And God was working in the background to bring it into place, as well as to work on the atonement or forgiveness of those individuals during that transition. But today, that transition is no longer there. We are in the fullness of that law, and we must abide therein without question.